What is TWS podcast episode, whatever, who cares at this point?
The rants were vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rip. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
I'm ready. I feel like the end is staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
They ain't ready.
It's the What Is TWS podcast.
We are the best. Yes, we are the best. I'm in love with this song. Hold on, y'all got to deal with me for a second.
Shining. I've heard this song about 15 times today already.
Hold on. Slow me down. Don't try to. I swear to God, I'm trying.
Are you done?
I'm trying to get off this song.
Are you done?
I'm really trying to get off this song. I've been listening to it like nonstop all day. I'm not a Khaled or Beyonce fan. I really have no idea.
Actually, you are a Beyonce fan.
No. See, I'm a Beyonce fan. The only thing, I'm a fan of Beyonce.
You're a Beyonce fan.
No, I like Beyonce's music. When there's a video that I can watch on mute.
No.
There's only one other song you can say that I play of Beyonce. And that video I would also watch on mute, which is the 7-Eleven.
No, there's that song.
What other song do I listen to?
That song where Beyonce. She keeps going higher and higher and higher every...
I don't know that song.
You know the song. You even admitted one time at a party we were at and... Once somebody said, hey, who would you not want to admit that you're a fan of? And you said you wouldn't want to admit that you're a Beyonce fan.
I'm not a Beyonce fan.
You're a Beyonce fan.
I don't know this She Gets Higher song you're talking about. And other than this particular song,
name the song,
the only song I think of is that 7-Eleven joint. Like seven twice. All right. I'm cutting it off. All right, this is the What Is TWS podcast. Episode 33. I can't believe we made it to 33, but we did. As always, I am J. Dot Flan, and due to some crazy circumstances, some more hardware failures, this is another episode that I'm recording twice. But this time, Rich couldn't be here. He was here for the original recording and had to leave, and can't be here for this one. So his stand-in today is a very special guest, someone near and dear to my heart. That I try to talk about a lot on this podcast to like balance out some of the evil things I say. Hopefully that's working. Well, she's here, so I guess that's working. But I got my wife with me.
You say evil things about me.
I don't say evil things about you.
You rant
about
me a lot.
Can you turn the music off on your phone, please?
I'm paying tribute to Al Jarreau.
We gonna get to that.
Okay. There you go. What you sipping on?
What am I sipping? I'm sipping a sip.
S-I-P-P.
S-I-P-P.
That don't sound right.
No. Pause. Yeah, if you're going to be on the show, your pause game has got to be like, you got to be.
See, but women's pauses and men's pauses are two different things.
Well, let's find out about women's pauses tonight. Let's do that.
Okay.
Did you introduce? I said Tammy was here, right?
I was here.
You was playing Al Jarreau.
I didn't mean to.
Okay.
I am reminiscing on some Al Jarreau.
All right. So we'll get to that right now, I guess, since Tammy gives us no other choice. Yeah, we lost another legend. Can't blame this one on 2016, though.
It's starting the year off.
Al Jarreau passed away, so rest in peace to Al Jarreau. My Al Jarreau memory, and I hope this is right, because my mom, every time I do this, my mother tells me I'm thinking of somebody else. But I could have sworn that my mother and I used to watch Moonlighting together all the time. And if I'm probably dating myself right now, but if you don't remember Moonlighting, that was not a sitcom, it was a television show, a drama
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That Bruce Willis had when Bruce Willis was on TV, not in movies. It was him and
he was on TV.
It was him and the deep voice white actress with the deep voice.
Murphy Brown?
Not her. The deep voice.
It's a lot of clues.
She's white with a man's voice. How many white man's voice women are there?
I don't know, baby.
All right. Sybil Shepherd.
Yes.
There we go. See, I was going to get it. Him and Sybil Shepherd and Al Jarreau sang the theme song, which I just so happen to have.
Of course you do.
Right here. This does not sound like it.
It doesn't sound like it at all.
Sound like a completely different song. I think this is a different song.
I think it is too.
Let's try this. There it is. Some fly by day. Some think it's easy.
I done told you 1,000 times that you really can't sing.
On the way. I can sing. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Boom.
But he was only 76 years old.
Only, that's pretty. I mean, that's.
In my mind, 76 is young.
Okay.
I mean, it's some time. It's definitely some time, but.
I better get life insurance because you might spend some years by yourself. I don't know. I'm making it.
You don't have life insurance.
It's another podcast.
That's a problem. No, but 76 is young. My grandmother was 80, and if something were to happen to her anytime soon, it would be devastating. I wouldn't expect it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to lose grandma either.
I think 76 is young.
Because grandma is up there on my fried chicken list. I do now have to try Mr. Chan's fried chicken. He was here all that time. Ain't fried no chicken.
Chan fries chicken?
Yeah, see, it was on Facebook. Man, I follow you. I pay attention to your mother more than you do.
Yeah, you do, actually.
That's a shame. Yeah, Chan, I'm calling you out. I saw the pictures. You was here all that time. And I know you know. I mean, I'm legendary about
my fried chicken. It's ridiculous.
Obsession. I don't know how you stayed in my house all that time and ain't even mentioned no fried chicken.
Well, they going to come back next Christmas, so.
It is February.
We already planning.
I'm just saying. What that got to do with me and fried chicken? Are you talking about Christmas?
He'll be back for Christmas.
I can't. That's a long time.
When are you going to get Chan's fried chicken?
What do I do between now and Christmas for my fried chicken needs?
You going to go to Rollin' Rooster and Gus's.
Yes, I will.
Shout out.
Yes, I will. Shout out to Rollin' Rooster.
And Gus's.
And Gus's. We haven't been to Gus's in a while. We got to hit up
Gus's. Haven't been to Mrs. P's in a long time.
I think Mrs. P's is knocked off the list. I think.
The top five list.
I mean, if we got to do five, but I mean, who needs like five different places to get chicken from?
Why not? Different restaurants, different experiences. Gus's, Mrs. P's was outside.
Gus's and Rollin' Rooster are so far ahead of Mrs. P's that there'd be no reason. Both of those places would have to be closed. So I'm like, all right, let's go to Mrs. P's.
But Mrs. P's has the outdoor experience. You can sit outside, and this is Austin.
I'm not going there for the experience.
And we're also, if you go to Mrs. P's, you're near South Congress, so you can go, you know, for a walk and get some Amy's ice cream after.
I go for the chicken. And if I'm going for chicken, it's Gus's Fried Chicken and there's Rollin' Rooster Chicken and Waffles.
Mrs. P's also has the really good vegan chili. Remember that?
Are you asking if I remember vegan chili?
Remember I had it that one time?
This is why you won't be on the show.
You know I be trying to find healthy
about,
alternatives.
How the hell do we get on vegan chili? You know I don't eat no damn vegan chili. So why would I remember it?
You remember that one time I had it.
Tammy, I love you. But if you think I give a damn what you be eating, you got nothing coming.
You should pay attention to how I eat. So that you know what to order me when you go out.
I just make sure you fed. That's all. I just make sure you fed. I know. You know how I know what to order you? I look on the menu and say, what would I absolutely not want? Vegan chili. Tammy, there you go.
That's true.
That's how it works for me every time. All right, so we talked about the Beyonce song. We talked about Al Jarreau.
And how you're a fan of Beyonce.
You know, we haven't talked about Beyonce enough.
Here he goes again.
Yeah.
We're going to add this song to our run playlist.
Yes, we will. And I'm signing up for two more runs. I'm doing that St. James, and I'm doing because this is the 40th run. This is the 40th Statesman. I'm going to do the Statesman.
So you going to do the Statesman?
I'm going to do the Statesman. I can't do the Statesman?
The Statesman is crazy.
Why is it crazy?
Because it has like 10,000 people
I've done how many? I've done it like, what, three times already?
It's a lot of people out there.
I don't care about
that. I haven't thought about doing that again because there are so many people. It takes you a good
mile. Just play this song.
I can't even finish my damn sentence. You get on my nerves.
I still love you.
No, it takes me a good mile for the crowd to thin out. That's just annoying.
I have my music playing. I want to turn it up again so bad, but I'm not going to do it.
Don't do it.
I'm not going to do it. Do it for the vine. I ain't going to do it. But I have my music playing, and I like the Statesman, and it's the 40th run.
It's so the 40th, but I can't imagine having Elise out there in a stroller with all those people.
Okay. Well, y'all can wait for me at the finish line.
All right, fine.
All right. So, man, let me get back to what I'm trying to put some structure to this episode.
Okay, structure. People, this is
I can't call it barbershop talk because you don't have barbershop talk with your wife.
No.
This is an evening with the Flanagans.
An evening with the Flanagans.
An evening with the Flanagans. Enjoy, folks. This is a rare look into the inner workings of whatever you call this thing we have going on here. Me and my wife.
Hold on. I can get the song out.
We don't need you to get the song out.
Get the song out.
We don't need, ain't nobody asked you for no song. Can't nobody hear that. You don't have to make that face or do that dance while the song is playing. Can we get back on track?
The Aunt Camille dance?
Yeah, the Aunt Camille dance. Can we get back on track?
Back on track.
Now, where was I again? So we done the Algero.
Algero.
I did my...
Did we say Algero was supposed to have been in a concert?
At the Howard Theater
in D.C. Howard Theater on Friday.
Oh, man, that sucks.
That does suck. With Take Six, he was going to be in concert this Friday.
I used to love Take Six.
I did.
I had albums. I had Take Six albums.
Were they R&B or were they gospel? Were they both?
I think they were gospel.
I think they
may do an R&B song, but it had to be like...
Compliant. Yeah.
I like that term, compliant. Mm-hmm. And then one of the Take Six dudes was what, like Brian McKnight's brother?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. But, all right. Sidetracks. Woman.
You did that one. I didn't do it.
All right, getting into the episode. I don't know what this episode is going to be, but it's just going to be, we're going to spend some time together.
I already had a glass of wine.
Thanks for letting everybody know.
I could use a second one.
That's what you were sipping on.
I was sipping on some Pinot Noir.
But, I wanted to mention in this episode, now that I'm trying to get it back on track, that I wanted to thank everyone. Because what is TWS this week hit 2,000 plays.
Holla. That's not what you use that for?
I mean, that's not how you use that term? I just didn't know we hopped in the time machine and went back to 97 or something like that.
Well, that's when I was in high school. That's when we used that term.
It's been a long time since you've been in high school. What reunion is you coming up on?
Whatever.
20?
Look.
I'm just saying. Anyways, 2,000 plays for What Is TWS podcast. I can't thank everyone enough. Everyone who took a chance and just listened, just press play. I thank you. I appreciate it. You know, I know you have things you could do. You could be listening to this. Money don't make me happy, and a fella can't make me fancy. It's my level a whole nother reason. It's awesome. You know, the strange thing about the song is that I have no idea what she's talking about.
No.
Like, none.
Nothing.
I need to get the lyrics and, like, hear what it is she actually saying. It doesn't make sense when I try to... Yeah, it's a little picture of Baby Khaled on the front.
That's weird.
But I have no idea what you're talking about. But, yeah, you could be spending your time on Spotify, listening to songs and DJ Khaled and Beyonce and all them folk. But you take some time out of your day to listen to the random ramblings of yours truly. So, I definitely do appreciate it. And then, you know, in this 2,000 play experience, I'm starting to meet a lot of dope people, finding, you know, a huge community of podcasters on social media and Twitter it's just been a really fun experience, fun learning experience so far. So I got to shout out a couple of the podcasters that not that I've gotten to know, but shows that I've started listening to and I'm learning from and taking things from. The Podcast Brothers, Just Say the Words podcast, Second Shift podcast, Now That I'm Older podcast. I'm probably forgetting a lot of people, but...
Wine and Whiskey, too.
Wine and Whiskey. Mm-hmm.
I listened to them. They were good.
The Dope Science Show. So many. Most of these are persons of color. Is that the correct terminology right
now? I think that might be the correct terminology, yeah.
So, you know, it's a Black History vibe at the same time. But I know we did our episode of the day challenge today, and Second Shift Podcast was our podcast of the day. So if you're listening to us and you like what you hear, we recommend you take a listen to the Second Shift Podcast. Really dope show. I think you'll enjoy it. All right. I got that out the way. Now I can do some evil. My issue today is I was heartbroken. So last episode, I admitted to you guys that I'm fat. I think I'm coming to terms with it. I believe it to be true. I understand it, and I embrace it. I am a fat person.
Whatever.
I'm a fat boy, and in some situations, proud of it. Like I enjoy food. I enjoy my food. It's very important to me.
And you weren't always like that.
I wasn't always like that.
No, you weren't.
No, when Tammy and I met, I ate. My diet was pretty much like
pizza,
chicken,
rice. It's gotta be white rice.
White rice. And
snow peas. That's it.
And some seafood occasionally.
I never saw you eat seafood.
I ate shrimp, crab, stuff like that.
If your mom bought it or something.
It was a carryout down the street. Mm-mm. Anyway, my diet has...
You ate four things.
Anyways, my diet has expanded since then. And I ate a variety of things, and I enjoy them thoroughly.
And how did your diet expand?
I don't know. You don't want to say. It just happened.
How it expanded?
It just happened. I got older, and you know, as I got older,
I didn't have anything to do with that. I didn't expose you to any kind of like.
I don't recall your influence. In any of that.
So. Not at all. Not one little piece of salmon or something. Okay. Go on, take credit for something that you didn't do.
Yeah, it wasn't the point. But moving on.
I had to just put that out there. Go ahead.
Appreciate you. Irrelevant. But
relevant.
But see how you keep taking me off?
Go on.
Anyway, I enjoy my food.
You do.
And so one of my favorite things to do is like, you know, I've gotten on Uber Eats. And
which is very convenient.
Very convenient. And it's fun for me because they're constantly adding restaurants and places, you know, I wouldn't normally know about because I don't drive. So, you know, it's like what's really near the house or whoever sends me menus at the house or whatever I can walk to at work. Mm-hmm. Like that's my realm. Mm-hmm. But Uber Eats allows me to explore this whole world of eateries in Austin. And Austin has some eateries.
They do.
So I love, like, going on Uber Eats, you know, not knowing what I'm going to get for lunch that day, finding a new spot, trying them out, you know, and the food is dope. So I found this Mediterranean place. I think I had it, like, 2 days in a row at home when you were out at your boot camp or whatever like that. Mm-hmm. And food was really good. I think I ordered it for you one time. You had that salad.
That salad, yes.
That heavy brick-ass salad.
Yes.
But I really enjoyed the food. And so I was like, man, I got a new place. I can start sounding cool when I talk to people. Like, have y'all checked out such and such and such? You need to get on that.
Place.
This is Mediterranean joint, man. It's got that fire. I don't know. That was, I think I dropped in the time machine with you.
You did.
But, yeah, so I thought I had one. Mm-hmm. But I had only ever ordered one thing from there. I'd order the same thing every time.
What did you order?
The beef kebabs.
Okay.
And it was delicious. The beef, the rice. I think I got it with fries. Mm-hmm. You had that little charred tomato thing that they put in there. Anyway, I was impressed, and I was happy with the price and the quality of the food. Mm-hmm. So I'm at work today, and you know I want to switch it up. I go on Uber Eats. Oh, they delivered to my job too. Bet. So okay. I'm on the menu. I'm like, you know what? I like to switch it up. I don't like to get the same thing all the time. So I'm going to try something else off the menu.
Okay.
So I went for like the same platter, but instead of the kebabs, the hero meat. Am I saying it's because hero, right? It's not gyro.
It's hero. It's but hero. If we were in Maryland, it's gyro.
It's gyro.
Right.
All right, whatever. You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
So when I think of the gyro meat, I think of like the same stuff they put in the kebabs.
Yes.
That's to me what gyro meat is supposed
to
be.
The meat that's vertical. It's
vertical. And it's like spins, a combination of meats, beef and lamb, but they just like carve it off.
Right. It's spinning and it's cooking as it's spinning and they carve it off. Yeah.
So that's what I was expecting. Mm-hmm. I was like, that over some rice, be delicious.
Yeah.
I was excited. Mm-hmm. I ordered it and what came was like, I don't know, it looked like some strips of scrapple. Like it was not appetizing at all. I didn't even like finish
scrapple,
it.
Scrapple though?
It, that's what it looked like. Somebody like put some thinly sliced grilled strips of scrapple on some rice. And then the driver must have like jostled the thing too much because the tzatziki sauce, I mean, I don't know how to pronounce that one. Help me out.
Tzatziki
sauce was everywhere, and I'm like trying to mop the stuff because you know I don't do condiments. Excuse me. So it was just a horrible experience, and it was such a letdown. It was such a letdown because I was so excited about this. You know, I had my fat boy pants on. I believed in myself. I'm like, today is gonna be a good day. I'm gonna have this dope lunch. I've been listening to this crazy song all day. And then the food came. And it was just like that, like the beat skip. Messed my whole day up.
Well, and it's I can't even make excuses for them because it was lunchtime. It wasn't like it was the end of the day.
Right. Well, like,
they try and get rid of some shit. And no,
this is like noon. This to them, it had to be hero meat. Like, I don't know. Like, I would not order a gyro. Or I'm going to keep going back and forth between hero and gyro just because I feel like it. But I would not order a gyro from there because I think you'd be
disappointed.
Because and it was like dry. It wasn't even like you know, succulent. Like it was just like that's the only way I can describe it is like some shaved scrapple is what it looked like.
That's not nice.
And I don't eat scrapple.
That's not nice. I don't eat scrapple.
Some people find it delicious.
So since you had a bad experience with this meal, would you go backwards and go back and get the beef kebab like you did before?
Yes, but now I can't like talk about them with people. Like I can't like you gotta try.
You can't
this.
Recommend.
I can't
them.
Recommend them.
Yeah,
because unless you want beef kebab, you might be fresh out of luck. you playing Russian roulette. I ain't gonna do that to you.
You can't do that to people.
So that's my that's not really evil, but that was my fucked up story for
that's
the
day. Disappointing.
Yeah, I was thoroughly disappointed because I'm telling you, I put on Shining when I got to work. I don't even know why I decided to listen to it. I really don't. I think it's because I still have that Tidal subscription that I need to cancel. And Tidal opens up when I turn on my work computer and like, you know, right on the front page of the app was this Shining joint. I'm like, all right. It's got Jay-Z
of course,
on it.
Because it's entitled Jay-Z.
It's Jay-Z's thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's got Jay-Z on it. And I'm, you know I'm a Jay-Z, a huge Jay-Z fan.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, all right, I'm just going to give it a spin. You know, at least I can say I heard it and maybe critique it or something on the podcast. But I played it once. And then that was like the only song I listened to for the entire day. But I got so much work done. Like, I was so energized and just... I feel brainwashed. Like I feel like mainstream media
they got you.
Like stole my soul a little bit. Like I'm not supposed to like this song.
You haven't gotten your soul back yet because you're still listening to that song. You ain't gonna get me. You were not gonna get me. You keep getting sidetracked.
Okay. All right,
I'm disappointed because I heard that MyFit Foods is closing. I don't know if many people have heard of MyFit Foods, but it's a place that you can go and you're giving me the eyes. I don't
because
care.
Nobody gives a about
no,
MyFit
Foods.
No,
but MyFit Foods is a place that you go when you want to eat healthy for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And you can just go in there. They have food already ready for you. You spend $7, $8 and get a nice meal.
Spend $7, $8 and get...
Two
carrot sticks and a chicken
it's
foot.
It's not, no. You get, you know, protein.
With some brown rice.
You get protein, you get veggies, you get carbs, and it's all fresh ingredients, and it's good for you. And
how many different dishes they got with quinoa in it?
I don't know.
About 72,000.
They have variety.
Varieties of quinoa?
Well, there is red quinoa, and there is a different kind of quinoa. Go. Shut up. No, but they're closing. They, I mean, just unexpectedly closing their doors forever.
I'm sad because a business is like going out of business. But am I going to shed a tear about My Fit Foods?
From what I know, My Fit Foods was exclusively Austin. It was an Austin thing.
But the thing about Austin is, like, you can eat unhealthy in Austin because Austin is such a healthy city. Like, you're supposed to just go to Franklin's, pig out on barbecue, and then go run 10 miles.
Right.
Like, that's the ebb and flow of it. The My Fit Foods, I guess there are people that just trying to be like super unnecessarily healthy. But
no, they had a 21-day challenge where if you ate their food for 21 days,
that is a challenge. If you can eat that stuff for 21 days,
I could actually, because they have variety. I could eat for 21 days straight, and they say that you will lose between 10 to 15 pounds during that 21 days.
Because you'll stop eating after a while.
You would not. You're so dramatic. You are eating healthy food. You are exercising. You're eating healthy food. And you're going to drop the weight. That's my mission right now. I'm trying to finish losing this baby weight.
No, I'm trying to be like
so the, I'm sad the that most My Fit Foods is gone.
Unhealthy marathon runner of all time. I want to finish a marathon and then, like, at the finish line, have somebody run up to me with a styrofoam container of ribs and my vaporizer. And I'm just like, as they putting on my medal, I'm like,
well, at least you ran 26 miles.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Just make sure that life insurance is up to date.
And don't take no pictures of my feet.
Oof, don't no give me, pictures oh of my feet. Goodness. Man. So disgusting.
Finish that, cross that line with them slave feet. That was so horrible.
It was horrible.
That picture popped up on my memories today.
I saw it too.
And I didn't post it because...
Yes. All
right, yeah.
No, I just remember when you crossed that finish line. I did the half marathon that day.
Yeah. I think the first thing I said to you was, where are my flip-flops?
Flip-flops. 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 Your pinky toe was the size of your big toe. All
right, nobody wants to hear
that. It was awful. It was gross.
Nobody wants to hear that.
I had to see it. I had to see
you don't want to get me to talking about things I've had to see and do.
Look.
I was in that hospital with you when that little thing came out of you.
Because you were obligated. I was not obligated to deal with your feet that day.
Yes, you were.
Why?
Because you know who got me to running? When I moved down here, me and my PlayStation could have been best friends. I was okay with that life. I was completely fine with living that life and being on the couch. You wanted me to get up and run. You just underestimated my competitive nature.
I did.
And that I wasn't going to stop at a 5K. And I was going to keep going. Yeah, and I'm going to get back. I'm going to get this dad bod off. And yeah, I want to like have my vaporizer on the run with me and just be passing water stops. I don't need no Gatorade.
I got my vaporizer. If you do a marathon again,
I got lemon layer cake.
I will get you whatever meal you want.
I'm going to do another. I finished that marathon. I didn't run it. I'm going to run a marathon.
Run the entire marathon. I think that it doesn't matter how you finish the marathon as long as you finish it.
See, once again,
17 miles of that marathon.
You underestimate my competitive nature.
You competing against yourself.
Myself, right. I'm my own worst enemy. You know who you married, stop.
I did.
Why are you playing?
I did.
All right.
What's next?
All right, so I know something that we wanted to talk about because I watched this video today. Mm-hmm. On Facebook, and it was stuff people from DC say, and it was a pretty long video. It was like 15 minutes or something like that. Like, this dude just kept going with like different things that dudes from DC say, or DC dudes be like, you know, people drop making those videos, so and so be like, and whatever. And I realized, like, I've been gone too long, maybe I'm too old, but I don't recognize a lot of it. And then we were talking about it upstairs, and the question came up, like, how can you really claim, what's the criteria for claiming that you're from DC. So it's a two-parter. Like, one, do you feel like you're losing your DMV-ness, mm-hmm. being away for so long? And two, what part of the DMV do you claim? And what do you think is necessary for being able to claim the actual... Because I think when you say DMV, and then I say the actual city, you know, I ain't talking about, you know, Landover's a city. Mm-hmm. But when I say the city, you know what I'm talking
mean,
about?
You mean
D.C.? D.C. Like, yeah. I think most people try to claim, most people from the DMV at some point in their life try to claim they're from the city. And that becomes,
and then you're really from the city.
That becomes a point of contention.
I did technically live in the city at one point when I was going to college at American University, but that was college.
Right. But I don't think you've ever tried to say you're from D.C.
No.
Most of the time I hear Maryland. You say I'm from Maryland.
I'm from Maryland. Right. I'm a Maryland girl. I grew up like directly outside the city, but I still know that if someone is from D.C. and knows that I lived like just across that line and try to say I'm from D.C., they're going to get upset. Yeah. But that's not what I try to claim anyway. I'm from Capitol Heights, Maryland. I grew up there. I lived there. I went to elementary school there. And then we moved out to the suburbs. And I did like half of middle school and high school there. But, and then I ended up going.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I ended up going back to Capitol Heights. Mm-hmm. Really?
Nah, I'm trying to.
You done?
I'm trying to hear what you have to say.
Okay. But I am definitely a Maryland girl. All the way. Okay. Yes. So your case is different, mm-hmm. because you lived in Maryland but went to D.C. schools the entire time.
I was born in D.C.
Born in D.C.
Went to all D.C. public schools, mm-hmm. but
your physical only for, address.
Yeah, only for, you know, months here and there. During my school years, did I ever like live? I think I lived with my uncle for a little while. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was just like I lived with my dad for like a week.
That was traumatizing.
Yeah, so it was only like moments here and there where I was like actually.
So what do you claim?
I tell people I'm from DC. Like I resided in PG County, but I like came home, went to my room. And didn't come back out until it was time to go to school again.
Which was in D.C.
It was like, I spent, to me, most of my time in D.C.
And then you had the apartment in D.C., you had a condo in D.C.
And then once I got old enough to move out, I moved to Naylor Road, Benning Road. Yeah, I mean, that's where I lived.
Not to mention working in D.C.
And then always worked in D.C.
Working in D.C. was awesome. So, I missed that.
I mean, but then, like you said, some people might take offense to that. Like, if I say I'm from D.C., but, you know, my mother's house is in Springdale, mm-hmm. Formerly Landover, where was the condo? The condo was over there where near where Brian used to live. Capitol Crossing. And
Clinton?
What do they call that area? That's Suitland.
Suitland.
So, yeah. Lived in Suitland. Lived in Landover.
I don't know. Maybe it's different for you because you went to all D.C. schools. That might be a qualification that might create an exemption for you.
I see that. And that makes me feel a certain kind of way. Like, I got to have an exemption to be able to say. Like, that makes me feel like I just shouldn't say it. Like, I'm from Suitland.
But you were born in D.C. hospital. You had that.
Yeah, I never heard that whole Social Security thing. Like,
I saw it on Facebook a few days ago.
That your Social Security number got to be a certain number. Mm-hmm. You know, but I'm not, like I said, I think that's if you're born in a D.C. hospital, you get that.
Yeah.
That's the number. You're going to get one of those numbers. And I was born in a D.C. hospital, so I got one of those numbers.
Nope, I was born on Andrews Air Force Base. I'm proud of it. I'm a Maryland girl all the way. All
right, but then when you tell people you're from Maryland, first thing folks want to say is Baltimore.
Right.
And Baltimore is like another planet.
It's a whole different planet. But the only people, I have only encountered that here in Texas.
Right. I mean, because back home, or, you know, even in like Philly or New York, people understand that Maryland is a much bigger state, mm-hmm. than Baltimore. But I think once you leave that area, for most people, the only part of Maryland they know.
Yeah, I've tried to educate some folk down here in Texas Because when I say I'm from Maryland, they're like, oh, Baltimore. I'm like, no, no, no. I'm not from Baltimore.
I think the suburbs of D.C., Maryland, and like Maryland is still two different places. Like Annapolis is a completely different place.
Yes.
And even, you know, when you start getting out into, you know, deep into Montgomery County, you're talking
different place,
different world.
Yes.
Like, but like PG County, like Oxon Hill, Capitol Heights, you know.
PG County is a whole...
The richest predominantly black county in the country. Look it up.
I thought that was Montgomery County.
PG County.
Because of Mitchellville. That's why.
It's not a west side. It's upside down Mitchellville.
Your fingers are all wrong.
Because I tried to play basketball that one time.
And broke your pinky finger?
And broke all, I don't know.
In the first play of the game?
That's this
hand. You tell everybody that?
That's this hand.
Oh, okay.
Nobody need to know that. Can't nobody see my hands? They don't need to know that.
Pinky ain't going to be straight ever again. Ever again.
Whatever.
You gave it some effort.
This is
you really
why you're going to get to come on the show. All right. But so how do you feel about like your East Coast DMV-ness? Like, do you feel like you're losing it? Like, I feel like the last time we went home, I felt out of place. Like, I didn't feel at home. I didn't, like, maybe in the house with my mom, I felt
at home.
At home. But when we, like, went to U Street or when we actually ventured out into the city, it felt foreign.
Because I think it only feels foreign because things are being built up and we're not there to witness it.
Yeah,
things are changing.
Yeah.
You know, over in that area where your mom lives, that whole area is completely different now. Things are changing and building up, and we're not there to witness it. And that's probably the only reason
why.
Metro
all high.
Right. They got peak fares and then peak of the peak.
Peak of the peak.
Right. Exactly. And then off peak, and it's just, I think it's just changing and we're not there. That's the only reason why it feels foreign. It still feels nice to be back home, and it still feels nice to get on the train and not have to worry about taking your car everywhere. And.
Yeah.
You know,
I definitely miss public transportation.
That's familiar and that's missed. I even miss the seasons.
I don't miss the seasons.
I miss having the actual fall and seeing the leaves change color. Fall is the perfect weather for a woman because you can wear your cute little scarves, your cute little coats and some boots and everything and you go.
Jesus, this is taking such a wrong turn.
That's what fall means to me. I can pull off my fall scarves. Come on now.
All right, your fall scarves.
Yes.
Very dope. How do we get to something entertaining?
Women love scarves.
Women love scarves. And yes. Cheese.
And cheese and wine.
And wine.
Yes. I need another bottle.
So, this year, that's what we'll talk about. Let's talk about our Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Because we didn't do anything yesterday. We didn't do anything. So when this episode goes out, we didn't do anything Tuesday. We had our Valentine's Day on Saturday because we were new parents.
Got to get a sitter.
And that was going to work out best for us. So we didn't do gifts this year. This is one of the first years, I think, in our relationship. And we're going on, we had like 10 years now, right? At least.
We're at 10 now. We're going on 11.
All right. So I know how many years we've been married, how many years we've been together. It's debatable.
Debatable. Okay, yeah, you're right. It's debatable. Whatever you say.
But like, so this is one of the first years that we didn't do gifts.
Because I think that it is after 11 years of being together, after 10 Valentine's days. Number one, how can you continue to think of a gift to give again?
How can you continue?
You are a great gift giver. I don't know how you keep doing it. But you, my friend, are
hard. I think
that
deserves it. All of this winning. All of this winning.
How do you have this queued up?
All of this winning.
Oh, my God.
All of this winning. All of this winning.
You're hard to shop for.
The only reason I'm hard to shop for is because I'm an adult with a job.
And you get what you want when you want
it. I get what I want when I want it. And the only things I don't have are the things that are too expensive for me to just go buy. And I, like, I'm an adult, and when you get to a certain age, when you're a kid, like, your toys cost, $10 is an expensive kid toy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as a grown man, like, this, you know, my toys, my entertainment now
$500
is expensive. So you either gonna not get me anything or get me, you know, because the other stuff I can just buy myself.
I just think at this point, we have a kid. We just had Christmas 6 weeks ago. I think that Valentine's Day is just, I don't want to say a made up holiday, but it's an excuse for the economy. You spend money.
Yeah, but we gotta help the economy. But we did help the economy. We did spend money. We didn't buy gifts, but that,
right.
We spent money.
I think it's just too much pressure put on people to give gifts again after you'd already spent, I don't know how much money, 6 weeks ago, giving a gift for Christmas.
All right, so quick segue.
Yeah, gave a gift for Christmas, then New Year's, got to spend money for New Year's, and now there's Valentine's Day 6 weeks later. Come on, give people a break.
So we're coming back to our Valentine's Day, but quick question. Mm-hmm. Have you ever broken up with someone or been broken up with right before Valentine's Day to avoid being given or having to give a gift?
I don't think I've been broken up with.
Have you ever done spring cleaning?
I haven't done spring cleaning, but I did spend a lot of Valentine's Days just single. Mm-hmm. I remember a lot of years in my 20s, I might have been dating people, but nothing serious to the point where it's going to be a Valentine's Day spent together. So a lot of Valentine's Days I spent by myself, probably until I was like mid-late 20s. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So back to our Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Again, I've never done that either. I've never broken up with someone
to avoid
having to buy a gift.
I've heard people doing it.
Because, like, yeah, Valentine's Day is my time to shine. I'm a gift giver. Mm-hmm. And so that's my time to use all that information that I've been
collecting,
you know, for the however long, getting to know your favorite flower or books you like, mm-hmm. or whatever. And I get to show off how great a listener I am. Because my wife still don't think, she tells me I'm not observant all the damn time until I do something. And she's like, you remember that? And you saw that? And yes. Yes, because I'm observant when it comes to stuff important. I just weed out a lot of the bullshit that you seem to like to talk about.
Okay.
The irrelevant parts.
Whatever. Everything that I say is relevant.
Not even close. But, all right, so we went out on Saturday. Mm-hmm. We did the Austin Landing Cabin. Mm-hmm. All right, so I talked about the restaurant. What did you think of the restaurant?
I thought the restaurant was very Caucasian.
And you know, maybe that's me losing my East Coastness, because I really didn't notice until you said something.
That was the first thing that I noticed.
I had seen the menu like a week and a half before we got there and had picked out my meal. I'm on my fat boy thing. I'm telling you, I'm fat and loving it. And so I've been thinking about this meal for like a week and a half. I mm-hmm. had picked out everything I was going to get. I think the only thing I had to decide while I was there was what cut of a steak I was going to get. Mm-hmm. I knew I was going to get a steak. I knew I was going to get the shrimp. I knew I was going to get the snow peas with sesame seed oil and garlic, the wedge cut potato. I had it all worked out. So maybe I was just too focused on the food to realize that we were the only black people.
We were the only black people in that restaurant.
But we didn't get treated, you know, any different.
And that's the thing about Austin, is that you don't have to worry about something like that. You don't get treated any differently at all.
So why did you still even notice?
I just noticed it. I don't know. Maybe because I knew that we were in a swankier kind of restaurant, and I wanted to see if there was some diversity. And that's the thing that I miss about DC too, is because wherever you went, you're going to get
a little bit of everything.
But here, you don't get that.
True. I get you.
You know, so I think it's just noticeable for me because we're here. We're not back home.
But you did enjoy the food, though.
I enjoyed every bit of that steak. I was low carbing it, so I did just have a steak with some kale.
But you crushed the kale first, though. Like, you finished the kale.
Well, that's a rule. That's an eating rule. You eat your vegetables first before you eat anything else. So that way you know that you've gotten your serving of vegetables.
Podcast is becoming educational.
Mm-hmm. Eat your veggies first, and your veggies need to be at least half of the plate.
And that they were.
Yes.
They were at least half. I think it looked like you had more kale on the steak, like, because it's kale, it's all...
Yeah, it's fluffy.
Fluffed up. And then you had your steak with the... encrusted with peppercorns and blue cheese.
So good. Oh my gosh.
All of this went in. Like, it's just in my head now, like... The song.
I'm gonna be upset because the song's gonna be in my head by the end of the day.
Yes, it is. Jesus.
I'm mad. I'm gonna be mad.
Slow me down.
Alright. I'm mad. I'm gonna be mad.
I don't know what they did. Like, it's like audio crack or something. Like, for some reason. Like, I know it's bad for me. But I can't stop.
You just can't stop.
All right, so then we went to, and we're getting close on time. Maybe we'll save. Nah. We should just talk about it. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's my podcast. I can go over time.
You can do what you want to.
All right, so then we had the meal, and mm-hmm. then we went to see Hidden Figures.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked about it on the last podcast. I thought it was an excellent movie. It almost got me a couple of times because I can't watch movies with people that have daughters in them.
Yeah, you turned to a big sap since Elise was born.
Since I knew she was a girl. Like, it wasn't, she wasn't even here yet. I think because we went to see that Owen Wilson movie, like, right after we found out that she was going to be a girl. And, like, that told me, that one, the movie we saw right after we found out she was going to be a girl was Southpaw.
Oh, and that's right.
That destroyed. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, man. Southpaw.
And then we had, like, friends with us, like, Steven and Ben was there, and I'm trying my hardest not to cry. Oh, man.
I know I cried, but I had an excuse.
You had an excuse.
I was pregnant. Yeah. And I'm a girl, so I can just cry if I want to cry, don't matter what.
I never had to fight so hard in my life.
I just think that movie was so empowering, not just for black people.
We getting back to Hidden Figures.
Yes. But for women, that was a very... it made me feel proud to be a black woman watching that movie.
But you know what I didn't understand?
What?
Like, and I guess I need to research this to find out, like, why was the job of a computer, like, a woman's job? Like, you know, like, they were all women. Like, all black women, all white women. Like, but that was... That to me is not was that considered clerical at the time? Like, just being able to crunch, like, the stuff she was doing was not just like secretary work, like just checking numbers. Like, she was
doing some hardcore
math, like
computing.
She was inventing math. Like, you couldn't just be a secretary and do what she did, but it seemed like it was regulated to women. Like, women are computers. Like, I guess I need to understand the historical context of that.
I don't understand that either, but I don't think that it's uncommon today either. I mean, I'm an accountant, so I'm in this field. I'm in that financial area, and I see more women in those jobs than men. Mm. I mean, I think the older I've gotten and then the positions that I've had, I've come across more men here and there. But that field is, I think, dominated by women. And you find the men when you're talking about the directors and the CFOs and the presidents, vice presidents, those positions.
All right, so we still have that sort of glass ceiling
in
place. But yeah, it was definitely, like,
which
you said,
is breaking,
to me,
by the way. It is breaking.
But it was definitely, to me, like you said, something that seemed, was very empowering. Like, these black women were in positions where, they had to take, you know, a stand, an initiative, you know, to kind of decide, I'm not going to just fall by the wayside. I'm not going to be marginalized and not going to be, you know, treated like I don't have the right to be here.
Right. I have the right to be here.
I have the right to be here. And
I'm going to, if you want me to go do this, I'm going to go do this. I'm going to go to court and get my order so I can go take this class.
And if I see my shot to do something, I see my shot to be somebody,
I'm
going to
take it.
I'm gonna make it so you have to choose me. You don't got no other choice. Like,
right.
You know, I've done too much. Like, yeah, that, like, that one lady that taught herself how to program the IBM. You know, and then not only made jobs, you know, found a way to make herself
relevant.
She used that to bring everybody else along with her. Like, that was very dope.
I almost think that scene where they're all walking from their dungeon area to where the IBM was, that should have been in slow motion. Yeah,
but then it would have said, you know, you can't put women in slow motion without it getting a little freaky. Like you're a bunch of women in heels.
That's good. That's just like,
even if it's slow motion,
here we come. Because
things get to moving. And, I'm just saying.
Here you go.
I'm a man. I got to give you the man's perspective. You can't put women in slow motion. You can't put women in slow motion
but
and think it's going
to
be.
But you can put superheroes in slow motion when something big getting ready to happen. It was just like something big is happening. And when something big is happening in like an action movie, things slow down so you can like feel the moment, you know.
I think that
should have been in slow motion so you can feel.
Maybe I'm being chauvinist.
You are.
Maybe I'm being chauvinist.
You are. You're
I'm
a
just
man.
Thinking you put, if they showed that same scene in slow motion, it would, the context would change. Like it would.
It would probably depend on the score. The music would have had to have been perfect for that moment.
What if?
Actually.
Oh, what's going on?
Actually, that might have been.
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but you can't walk in slow motion. You can walk in slow motion to this, can't you? But if they was coming across the street, like, we the best. I think this is our cue. We're going to shut it down. We're going to ride out to Shining a little bit. This has been a good episode. I appreciate you for coming out.
For coming downstairs. Yes.
For putting your wine down. Hanging out with us.
I'll have some more tomorrow.
As always, ttcharities.org. People, please check out the website. You know, donate if you can. Time, money, clothes, books, toys, whatever it is that they need at the time. Just check out the website. If you can't donate, you know, share with a friend. Maybe they can. Just keep passing the message along. I know Tavares posted something earlier this week showing that the Flint, Michigan water situation has been going on for more than 1,000 days. So we're talking about three years. Of bad water in Flint, Michigan. So let's not forget them. You know, while other people are focusing on building walls and other stuff, let's not forget our folk in Flint. And let's do what we can as a community to take care of our own. So ttcharities.org, please check out the website and do what you can. Again, you know, thank you to everyone for the 2,000 plays. We're going to continue to try to deliver interesting content. If you got suggestions, stuff you want to hear us talk about, I'm definitely looking for everybody's top 5 celebrity spouse list. You know, if you think you got one that's untouchable, please send so I can hate on them. It's one of my favorite things to do. As I said, I'm a fat boy, so if you got recipes, if you just want to send me some cakes, I don't know. Cookies, cakes, brownies, that's what I do. That's what I love.
Chocolate chip cookies.
I mean, I'll try your other cookies. I saw some cookies that's like, they was like cookies with the cookie butter as the filling.
Is this a pause moment?
Is that a pause moment?
Cookies.
That's women. Now, y'all don't understand the pause thing. Clearly.
Okay, I don't understand the pause. Clearly. Okay.
All right. But yeah, this has been another episode of What Is TWS Podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, honored to have my wife join me on this one. Thank you for hanging out with us. I'll let y'all rock out for a second.
Don't try to hold me down. You hit that high note.
I did.
Really easy.
Bass.
Hit a triple double when I